All right, the Front Rowers Club continues this morning, Timmy. You've got us a cracker lineup. And now none other than the man himself, the Brown Sauce.
Whoa.
Nathan Brown, welcome to the Mowers Club.
Thank you. Thanks, boys.
Hey, ciao, bello. Hey, yeah. Now, Brownie.
Hey, ciao, como stai?
How'd you pull up? Obviously, you know, you played against your old team and came out with the chocolates. How'd you feel and how's it feeling today?
Yeah, nah, it's good to get the win. Friday night at Bookie, packed house. You wake up Saturday. Yeah, obviously feeling a bit sore, but all worth it to me. So it's a good win.
Last time I saw you, Brownie, was in Vegas. A big Vegas guy, but not a big Texas guy. I never saw you in Texas with the rest of the boys. What happened?
Vegas got the better of me. 1-0, Vegas. 1-0.
It happens. These things happen, Nathan.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us, man.
Mate, yesterday, Parramatta came off to a good start. We were talking earlier with Missile, and we both thought that you and Lodgie, probably like the Bash Brothers coming off the bench, had a real impact on the game. What's your mentality like coming onto the field, you know, when the game's kind of in the balance and Parramatta are playing well? What's your mentality?
Yeah, sort of, you got to make an impact. Siebs doesn't like using the word bench players. He likes to use the word impact players. So. Mm. Impact benchy, so that's his real mentality and focus on for us is to come on and make a difference and be that difference. So that's the sort of plan for us. Each week is to come on together.
I love the kickoffs.
Yeah, I enjoy, man. Like I said, it brings the crowd into the game, and the crowd love it. So the fans, I think, enjoy it. But it's kind of a tough one because you don't want to see. Anyone getting concussed or, coming off the field like you saw on Anzac Day. So, it's a tough one, but I think the fans enjoy it. So, yeah.
Yeah, Brownie, you've obviously been nailing those kickoff runs because, the impact you're making when coming on the field and those runs, it's making a big difference. Like, earning yourself a penalty changes, like, the momentum of the game. But I wanted to ask you, we talked about the Bash Brothers, you and Lodgie, and the impact you guys had coming on. I actually got you guys confused a lot when you guys look pretty similar when you're running and when you're playing on the field. However, I noticed he has a lot more hair than you do. is there a conversation you have with Maddie and kind of figure out how you can maybe follow in his footsteps?
Yeah, there's been a couple of conversations where and how long did it take for him to grow his hair back? Because, there's potential there in the future of me going overseas and doing that as well. Maybe I should book a ticket for you as well, Timmy.
Yeah, I'm happy to.
There's one guy that's very well researched in this. Timmy knew all the stats. I was asking about it before. He knew all about it.
We can do like a boy trip, you and I.
Yes. Timmy started, mate, you haven't had hair since you were about 17. Then you started losing it since you were playing SG ball for Para.
Yeah, you're not far off the mark. The thing for me, though, is I'm done. I can't do it anymore. You probably still can. Unfortunately, though, I think you've only got about 3 haircuts left. So if you're going to do something, you've got to get on there pretty quickly.
Thanks for the confidence.
I'm a bit perplexed because I was watching the game last night. I'm not seeing it. So have you got some sort of haircut that's covering? Because I'm not seeing what Timmy's seeing.
Oh, you have to watch an eagle cam.
You reckon it's like more of the Devon patch?
Yeah, it's more of that.
Really?
I go to my good friend Abs in Parramatta, the barber workshop.
The barber workshop. Give him a shout out.
Give him a shout out. He cuts my hair. I tell him all the time just to. Don't trim the back, but you can trim the front. So he makes it look good for me. So maybe that's why.
How often do you go? You're pretty often at the hairdressers. How often do you go get a haircut?
Yeah, maybe a minimum once a week, maybe twice.
Oh, yeah, and are they cutting it or are they putting on some on?
Nah, majority of the time it's just the sides because the top says, and you got a couple more haircuts left, so I just normally just go on the sides.
That's beautiful, mate. We were talking when you were cut out, just about.
You're the mayor of Parramatta, Timmy. Like, I'm in Parramatta now. Can you talk about the reception around here? Like, I've got 5G, 5 bars. I know a lot of people around Parramatta, but just make sure you can tell them to fix their reception because. We've got 5 bars.
Mate, we're blaming producer Gibbo here for the stuff up, so we can blame Gibbo. Hey, in all seriousness, so we're talking about the impact you've had in the last month of footy, and you know, with Origin coming up, is that something that you think about, or is it just you go out there and play as best you can and not really think about anything after that?
Yeah, no, just go out there and just probably just focus on doing my job for the team. And yeah, all that stuff for take care of itself. But yeah, I'm not looking. I'm looking that far ahead. I'm just trying to make an impact for my team. You know, once I get on that field each week, and if I can do that, and we can get the 2 points, well then I'm happy.
I'm not just saying this because you're on the phone with us, but I genuinely reckon you're playing better football now than when you got picked in Origin the last time. So. If that's a sign to go by, I think there's some really good signs there. And we're also talking earlier about the forwards are starting to change. The game's changing. So the big, lumbersome forward and front rolls that used to be really dominant all of a sudden aren't having the same impact because the game's getting a lot faster and quicker. So I think the future is your kind of body shape and leg speed. So keep it up, mate, and hopefully we get to see you in one of those jerseys again.
Thank you, Timmy. Appreciate it.
Did you play on the Madge at South?
Had 2 years under Magic's house, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Do you get on well with him?
Yeah. He was fantastic for me. I was coming from the Tigers. We had obviously a good group of boys there and, you know, with a lot of potential, had a success in under 20s. That kind of core of players that we had there, I was very, very overweight a bit. I needed that change to go to South. And yeah, Madge, you know, credit to him, he kind of changed my professionalism as a footy player. You know, he sort of said I had to get kind of, you know, this weight and this kind of body percent fat before I could play again. So I needed that discipline. You know, at 21 years old. So he gave me that, and which I was really thankful for. So yeah, he was excellent for me when I made the change there.
When I met you, you were single. You had the alter ego, the Source. How much has marriage and fatherhood and all that sort of stuff changed you now as a person and a player?
Yeah, it changed me massively. Birth of my son kind of, gave me a new life. You know, footy, you know, obviously takes a big part of your life, but obviously family and kids are the number one. So they come first now. And then, now I can just kind of enjoy my football and, do my best.
I think when I first met Brown Source, Timmy, he was challenging me to a swimming race in the pool in Vegas.
at a pool party.
At a pool party. Steve Aoki was playing.
Oh, that's awesome.
I reckon I would have had you as well. I was a few beers deep, so I'm sure I could have swum underwater then, to be honest.
Thanks for joining us, Brownie. Hey, we'll have to get you back later during the season. Good luck. And look, both Timmy and I'd love to see you play a bit of Origin again.
Nah, no worries. Cheers, boys. Appreciate it.
See you, mate. Thank you.
Have a good one. See you, lad. Thank you. Bye.
See, and for me, we talk about Ethan Saunders before about, you know, I generally think there's going to be a bit of a Jonathan Thurston moment where Parra lost a player that they should have kept that is going to come back and haunt them. I watched Parramatta's forward pack last night in the last couple of weeks, and I'm thinking, I cannot for the life of me believe they let Nathan go.
Yeah.
Like, he was a guy who had re-signed there, you know, recently had played Origin before they let him go, and off he went. And then now everyone's...
Even letting him go, they wouldn't play him in first grade.
It's insane. Like, and he had a bit of a frustration time at Parra at the end, and then obviously coming to a full Rooster squad. But now everyone's seeing him play. And it's not that he's gotten better. It's just the same style he always played, but now he's just getting the opportunity to do it again. And he's a great player, and I think that's a real big stuff up by Parra's, on Parra's behalf, of letting him go.
Very concerning. All right, that was a great interview with the Brown Source. Still to come, we've got the White Rhino, Christian Welsh. We'll also do... betting update with Tristan Merlihan from Top Sport.